And we're back with our 25th episode extravaganza. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Adrian.
Cool. So this next set.
Before we get into that, what mark do you give me for my last segment?
Hey, man, you did good.
I did good?
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. I'm learning. See, folks?
There you go. You're getting the hang of this, Adrian. So one of the shows that we did was 70s AM radio. And we were talking about the diversity of the music that you would find in your 70s AM radio station at that point in time. This was one of the songs that I intended to put on that show, but just didn't quite make the cut. Enjoy.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got little convoy. It's your beautiful sight.
You want to back off them hogs? 10-4, about 5 mile or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big convoy. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't you a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing but a get in our way. We gonna roll this stuck in convoy across the USA. Convoy.
You wanna give me a 10-9 on that, Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on there, yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't you a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the buttons off your glass and the bears off your...
And we're back with one of the leftovers from 70s AM radio, C.W. McCall and Convoy.
And now we're in the entertainment portion of the show, folks, the second half.
Exactly. So coming up next actually is also from our Dubious Fandom show. In that show, we discovered that William Shatner, Captain Kirk, is a recording artist. And tragically, he has managed to make 9 records over the span of his recording career. And I went through some of those records trying to find something that was at least playable on this show. Sadly, I did not succeed in that endeavor, but I found one song that he badly butchered, and I'll play the song for you because it's kind of an interesting song.
And by butchered, we mean with a cleaver and left for dead in the middle of the road, folks.
Honest to God, and then hit it with a sledgehammer afterwards. Here comes Pink Floyd with Learning to Fly. Enjoy. Enjoy. Okay, we're coming back in. So, you know, if you're ever feeling in a kind of a down mood and want to feel even worse, you might want to check out William Shatner's version of that tune.
Shatner's going to kill pretty much any tune you throw at him. The unfortunate thing, his versions are much more forceful in terms of memory than the originals, or at least, you know, they kind of stick with you. So if you're going to kill a Pink Floyd tune, this is not a bad one to kill. This is, to some degree, Pink Floyd doing Shatner.
All right. So last tune in this segment comes from Adrian's favorite Canadian artist and his favorite Spice Girl singing together. Enjoy.
The phone don't ring 'cause my friends ain't home.
Folks, that was Anthony's gift to me. That was Bryan Adams and Sporty Spice. Bryan Adams, I don't know, whatever. I'm not gonna say anything. But Sporty Spice is my favorite Spice Girl for sure. Best dancer, best singer, and actually good singer, standalone. Really love her. And who knew that, you know, when you put them together, they sound like Rod Stewart.
There you go. We'll be back with the last segment of the show after this.